Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Coming up, a dam removal project that doesn't generate controversy. But first, this note on emerging science from Sean Falk.
Wally. Industrial machines like the lovable movie animated robot Wally are not just figments of science fiction. Researchers now are developing a robot that can sort recycling without the help of human hands. The recycler robot is under development at Zen Robotics, a high-tech company in Finland that specializes in artificial intelligence and robotic recycling. The robot is engineered to sort waste from construction and demolition sites, but it doesn't roam the junkyard on wheels and sift through rubble like Wally. It's a stationary system with a conveyor belt, a suite of sensors, and several robotic arms hanging from above that pluck away at the waste stream. The arms sort out plastics, wood, concrete, electronics, and also remove dangerous contaminants such as radioactive materials. The robot has the edge over human workers who must shovel through the waste themselves. It's more efficient and more durable, capable of 24/7 operation and needs little maintenance. But most of all, it would relieve the occupational hazards from toxic substances and sharp or heavy objects that threaten human sorters every day. So roll over, Wally. There's a new robot coming to town. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Sean Falk.